Susie and the Banshees from CFNY and D.
Cab driver. If you ever get into a cab and the guy in the front seat's a lizard, ooh, scary.
Bye. And that was Miller Cave here on CKLN. The time is now 4 o'clock, and now the news.
Thank you, Ned. Good afternoon. The first free flight of a U.S. cruise missile over northwestern Canada has come to an end, and U.S. Air Force officials are calling it a resounding success. The missile was launched from the wings of a B-52 bomber over the Beaufort Sea at about 10 o'clock this morning. The unarmed missile flew on its own guidance along the Mackenzie River corridor, and the flight ended near Cold Lake, Alberta. The test went on today after the Supreme Court of Canada refused to issue an injunction to stop the flight. Anti-cruise demonstrators were out in force across the country. Heavy fog is being blamed for the deaths of at least 148 passengers on board a plane in northern Spain. The Spanish 727 jetliner crashed into the side of a mountain shortly before it was due to land early today at an airport near the Spanish-French border. Police at the scene say there were no survivors. The third recipient of an artificial heart continues to show no signs of complications. 58-year-old Murray Hayden has now been taken off a respirator and is breathing on his own. Hayden, a retired auto worker, received the mechanical heart during a four-hour operation on Sunday. More bad news surrounding the Canadian dollar. In trading today, the dollar hit yet another all-time low against its American counterpart. The dollar sunk to 74.27 cents U.S. Just last week, the Canadian dollar had reached a previous all-time low of 74.56 cents U.S. Meantime, the American dollar continues to soar against most other currencies. Ontario Tory MPP Al McLean has become the government's new chief whip after losing his cabinet portfolio. Premier Frank Miller took away McLean's position as minister without portfolio responsible for Southern Resources after it was discovered McLean was charged with a minor weapons possession offense in 1974. An inquest into the death of an OPP officer continues in Woodstock. Constable Jack Ross died from a gunshot wound during a crossfire between police and two fugitives held up inside a house in Woodstock. In earlier testimony, the inquest was told that it will hear evidence suggesting that Ross may have died from the gun of a fellow officer during the crossfire. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has begun a two-day visit with President Reagan in Washington. Thatcher is expected to voice her concern with the Americans over the slumping British economy, reflected through the British pound, which is worse off than even the Canadian dollar when put against the American buck. Tomorrow, Thatcher will address a joint session of Congress. Metro Police are continuing their Work to Rule campaign in protest over lower wages with their force counterparts in the rest of the country. But remember, you can still receive parking tickets. The Metro Police Association says it will not issue tickets for parking, seatbelt, and other minor offenses. But those lovable green hornets, as they're known to motorists, will continue to enforce the traffic violations. That's the news now with a look at sports, and here's Mark Bunting.
Thank you, Bill. The 20-year-old son of George Schiavallo has been found dead. The senior Schiavallo, a former Canadian heavyweight boxing champion, found his son's body in the family's house last night. Jesse Schiavallo suffered a single gunshot wound to his head. Metro Police have ruled the death a suicide. The Leafs will entertain Wayne Gretzky and the Edmonton Oilers tonight at the Gardens. Looking at the home and away records of the two teams, one would have to assume that this will be a blowout for the Oilers. The Leafs have the worst home record in the league at 6-21-2, while the Oilers boast the best away mark of 18-9-4. However, there are a couple of factors to consider. The Leafs usually save their best games for the league's elite teams. Witness their sweep of Montreal recently in two weekend games. And also, the Oilers are coming off a hard-fought win over Buffalo last night, and they may be a little tired. Stuart Gavin, Gary Nyland, and Al Iafredi are all scratches for tonight's game. In other NHL games this evening, Calgary is at the Islanders, Montreal is at St. Louis, LA is in Quebec, Hartford visits Winnipeg, and New Jersey is at Vancouver. Back to the NHL, Detroit's Tiger Williams is on his way to Adirondack of the American Hockey League because no team picked him up on waivers by the noon deadline today. The Tiger would certainly add some spirit to the Leafs' dressing room, but Jerry the Wizard McNamara decided not to pick him up. And with all the latest news on the Molson Light Challenge, here is CKLN Sports Director Dave Lippman.
First round play.
Sorry, we don't have that at the moment. We'll try to get that for you at 5 o'clock. Blue Jay executives Pat Gillick and Paul Beeston are in Chicago at this minute with Bill Cottle's agent, trying to come to terms on a contract and avoid tomorrow's arbitration hearing. Cottle, as you know, is seeking $1.3 million in arbitration, while the Jays are offering $850,000. Let's hope that something can be worked out on a long-term deal at the last minute. As expected, the Ottawa Rough Riders selected Concordia University offensive lineman Nick Benjamin as the first choice in today's CFL Canadian College Draft. Benjamin is a measly 6'3" and 290 pounds. I'll have more on the draft at 5 o'clock. American diver Greg Louganis has won the 1984 Sullivan Award. The award is given to the Outstanding American Amateur Athlete of the Year. Louganis, who cleaned up at last summer's Olympics, beat out other notable athletes such as Carl Lewis and Doug Flutie. And that's all for sports, Bill.
Thank you, Mark. The metro weather for this afternoon shapes up like this. Continued cloudy and breezy, a chance of some light flurries this evening, the overnight low near minus 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and temperatures on the mild side, the high near minus 3. Looking ahead to Thursday, remaining windy, some wet snow is possible, and if a high-pressure system continues towards our region, we should reach a high near plus 3. Right now, the wind is out of the northwest at 25 kilometers per hour, and the present downtown temperature, minus 3 degrees Celsius. That's the news, sports, and weather. For Mark Bunting, I'm Bill Hutchins, and I'll be back at 4:30 with the news update.
Thank you. This Tuesday on CKLN's Two Imported Hours, sponsored by the Record Peddler, we devote the entire show to Frank Zappa's three-record box set, Thing Fish, featuring original cast, including Terry and Dale Bosio and Johnny Guitar Watson. It also comes with a disclaimer that the language and concepts contained herein are guaranteed not to cause eternal torment in the place where the guy with the horns and pointed stick conducts his business. That's Frank Zappa's Thing Fish, Tuesday, 9 until 11 p.m. on CKLN's Two Imported Hours. Not the original, but the best.
A guy moved into town. I ain't seen you around. I feel a brand new heartache coming on. It happened once before when a guy